Day number 10, our way to the victory of Easter through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. The Lord is with you. Today is Friday, 23rd of February. I hope you are making your way. Sin, consequence, and pardon. Evil, consequences, and pardon comes our way today in the liturgy of the Word of God, which we celebrate today. Ezekiel 18:21-28. Look, you will complain the ways of the Lord are evil, are unjust. But wait, if a good man leaves his goodness and commits evil, certainly he will die. But if an evil man abandons his sins and turns to God, asking for him, he will live. He will not die. This is what I do. If somebody has been doing evil, and he repents and turns to me, then he's free. He has confessed, he has repented, he has done restitution, he will be free. But if somebody who has been doing good abandons the good he has been doing and starts copying the evil way of the other people, he will die. What are the ways? How do we get to pardon, God's pardon and forgiveness? First, you have to recognize your sin, the evil you are doing. Recognize that you are a sinner. Recognize the evil you are doing, the worst and greatest of sin, and not recognizing what you are doing. And then repent of them. Feel sorry for them. Think of the harm you have caused others and the society. Sin has consequences towards others. One person, the society, to God, and to the family of God. Because it breaks the sins we commit, according to Exorcist. Why is it difficult and takes a long time to expel evil spirits? Because of the sin in the church. You will see people being tormented by evil spirits months, years, still in deliverance, liberation. Why? Because of the sins of the church. And what do I mean by the church? You and me. Then you have to ask pardon to the person you have offended. Asking forgiveness is not enough to say you have stopped doing what they are doing. If you have offended somebody directly, you have to ask pardon to that person. And then ask God to forgive you. And the official canonical legal way to ask God to forgive is to go to confession, sacramental confession, and then do penitence. Do penitence and reparation, restitution. What are you going to do to repay what you have done? The prayer you will do, the fasting you will do, the needy you will help. Those who have been stealing public funds, those are making people to suffer, for us to have light and water and children to study. People have been stealing money. When you repent, what are you going to do? How many people have died in hunger and anger? You have to give to the poor. You have to give. It's not enough to store your money and say you have repented. You have separated families. You have been killing unborn children in abortion. What are the sacrifice, the penitence you have to do? You have to offer masses. You have to do acts of works of charity. And then you receive God's forgiveness and mercy. The same thing Jesus repeats in the gospel of today. Matthew chapter 5. 20-26. Before you were told, if you kill, you go to hellfire. But now I tell you, if you bear grudges in your heart, you're a killer. And so on and so forth. If you are going to the church, you remember that your brother has something against you. Stop. Don't go and be singing, clapping, receiving communion while you have poison in your heart. What a way. What will be the practice of today? Then number 10. Take a penitence for the evil you have caused other people before and now. Do a penitence today. An act of restitution, spiritually or materially. Be helped by the prayers of Mother Mary and Saint Polycarp. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.